You know, concerts are supposed to be a collective experience. The whole crowd holding up lighters, swaying during a love song.
These days, it's smartphones people are holding.
Sometimes using them like candles, but often for other reasons, and some people are fed up.
Yeah, I want to tell that lady as well, can you stop filming me with a video camera? Because I'm really here in real life. You can enjoy it in real life rather than see your
camera. Y'all got to put the camera phones down for 1 second and actually enjoy this moment.
That was Adele and Beyonce calling out fans for using phones at their shows.
And they're not alone. Wesley Schultz of the Lumineers says he's had this problem for years.
I think of it like if we had that same attitude and you went to see Hamilton, people would be totally up in arms about that. But for some reason, it's completely acceptable to do it at shows.
Now, before the Lumineers' newest album, Cleopatra, was released in April, they played a series of secret shows.
So there was a large concern about the album being sort of released via grainy video and leaked out online.
So they decided to work with a company that created a locking pouch for people to put their phones in during the show.
Audience members keep this pouch with them, and if they really need their phone, they go to an unlocking station. Wesley Schultz says it really seems to work.
If you can set it up so that people can't get to their phones as easily or are deterred, people actually really welcome that. It's just such a strong force of habit in our lives right now.
Though not everyone has reacted positively.
Even at one of the shows, a guy brought in a knife with him. Just he usually carries a knife, I guess, and he tried to stab through the case. And it's got steel, I think, woven into it. So his knife got stuck in the thing. And then when he had to leave, he had the embarrassing deal of having to tell the people that he tried to open it. And they had to pry his knife loose.
You have to be kidding me. He was that desperate.
Well, there have been other solutions offered. Artists like Louis C.K. and Alicia Keys have cell phone free zones at their shows. Schultz hopes all this catches on.
Something tells me in a little while we'll kind of look back and say we were a little out of control with our use of phones. We didn't really know the boundaries. We were sort of working it out.